Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, good evening. This is Brother Elohim talking to you live out of Philadelphia. Okay. We're talking about the Bible 2.0. Now, how... Let me turn this... there we go. Yeah, we're talking about the Bible 2.0. And today's topic is the Bible 2.0. And we're going to focus on how did they learn to do so much coming out of Constantine. You know, we're talking about the Romans, all right? These people, they didn't know how to run no plant. They didn't know how to govern no plant, you know? Everything they was doing was like crazy and off-centered. They really couldn't control what they had going on, you know? So where did these people get the blueprint to change what they had, to make it so that they could conquer or learn how to control to run the entire planet, which is what they're trying to do. Remember, Britain once claimed that the sun never set on the British Empire. You follow what I'm saying? They realized when Rome, and I'm bickering amongst themselves, you know, Constantine, he went out to battle what were called the Aztecs at the time. And he took a famous black general with him. His name was General Maurice. He took this general with him, right? And they ran up against a group of people calling themselves the Aztecs. And what Emperor Constantine didn't realize is that the general, his most famous general, was part of the group that he was going out to put down, like, you know, what they call rebellion. When you disagree with what they're saying, you rebel. You're trying not to be persecuted no more, you rebel. So they went to put it down, but when they find out that, General Maurice found out that the people that he was going up against was his own people, his own crew, he told Constantine, look, man, I mean, you're brown, but I can't do this. I can't go up against these people. So he took off his uniform, believe it or not, and he joined the Aztecs. Those were the followers of Yahshua, Jesus. They were called the knowers of truth. Of course, you know, the Europeans, they're set up as Aztecs out there, too. They, everything that's related to deity, they're in the forefront. You know, like it's there. It's like they came up with all these ideas, you know, although they didn't. So, you know, and you can't blame, I can't be mad at them because they didn't know and they had to figure out how to do this thing because nobody wants to be ruled by somebody else. You follow what I'm saying? Everybody wants to have some type of control over their life and what's going on and what they're doing. So what Constantine did, he realized, now, Brother Maurice, because of his, this is a black guy, he's about to call it a street. Now, Brother Maurice realized, Constantine realized that this guy was one of the most popular people in Rome. And his soldiers loved him. They would follow him anywhere, over cliffs if they had to. You know what I'm saying? And once he took off his uniform, his soldiers began to refuse to fight. And he is out there with a whole army going after some people, and this one guy has so much influence over the army that the army wouldn't fight without him. So he said, oh, something's got to give here. And in the meantime, Constantine's wife's brother had took control over Rome, and so now he had the, once he got that information, now he had lost control over Rome, lost control of his army, and he out there, Constantine's out there saying, wait a minute. Now, Constantine's a constant politician. He said, hold, wait a minute now. You know the old saying, you know the old Roman saying, if you can't beat them, join them. So he said, look, Brother Maurice, or General Maurice, how about if I join your order? Okay, would that make a difference? Would that bring you back into the fold? He said, sure. So, what Constantine did, he joined Saint Maurice instead of fighting the Aztecs. He joined the Aztecs. Okay, in other words, he became a follower of Jesus. And with that, Constantine obligated to open up his knowledge with him, you know, the mystery teaching. So he began to show Constantine how to read the Bible. And that put Constantine on a journey, and he never looked back. He said, oh, my goodness. He had no idea that there was so much power in the written word that was given to Maurice from his ancestors. So he said, I need to learn more about this. So him and Constantine, I'm talking about General Maurice and Constantine, became best buds. You know what I mean? And as he began to teach Constantine the codes of the book that will bring Constantine the ability to rule effectively, where he can literally go into the whole world and take control over this thing, that's what he began to do. Now, as time passed on, knowing how powerful the book is, because you had people that was with the Pope. Now, you know, we had 25 different popes before there was one Pope in Rome. We had 25 different popes before there was one Pope in Rome. So we're not even going to go into the history, okay, that they actually keeping from you. They don't want you to know where all this is coming from, you know. They do not want the black, brown, red, yellow tribes to actually know how powerful they were and what influences they had on society as they begin to as things begin to unfold, you know. So the first thing that Maurice had to teach Constantine was who he was. And this is what I do every week, every day. I want you to know who you are. So we have to introduce you back into the book, because the book tells you who you are and tells you what your ancestors thought about. You follow what I'm saying? Now, once Constantine learned the codes of the book and how to get power from the book, okay, there was no stopping this guy, you know? Rome became the center of the spiritual world. See what I'm saying? And the money and the wealth that they were taking in, once he learned how to govern, you follow what I'm saying, from the spiritual world, because that's where the real power is. This is the first thing that Constantine had to learn. Listen to my voice, people. The first thing that Constantine had to learn was that the physical world is not the real world. That's not where the real power is. The real power is in the spirit world. That's where the real power is at. That incorporeal entity that's inside this flesh, that's governing it, that's controlling this flesh, that's where the real power is. And that's what's going on right now. So we have to come back into the realization of what the real power of the planet is. The real power of the planet is the spiritual world. And the first thing that you have to learn is who you are. This is why we go through this every day, every week. We're going to be going through this because I'm listening to the different channels and the people and what they're talking and how they're giving the information of the Bible, okay, to the people, and how they're beginning to understand the explanations of the book. We're never going to come together like this. We're going to always be at each other's throats the way they're teaching you, because they're teaching you from an occult position. You follow what I'm saying? Christianity, Islam, Buddhism, Buddha, I don't care which one you name. They're all cults, okay? I'm not saying cult is bad, but they're all cults. Cults bring you influence, but not power. You see what I'm saying? Once you come out of the leaders use the cult to draw and lock people into their portion of the organization. Once they get you locked in, then the organizational power of the Bible is what they use to set up the organization. Okay? That's what's going on. So what we're here to do is to explain to you what they're doing to you, how they're controlling you, so that you can take back control over yourself. You listen to these preachers every day. They're talking about God is in control. Well, they're right. They're not lying to you. But the question is, who is God? That's where you have to start. And Psalm 82:6 tells you, you are a God. What does that mean? Now, the explanation that they're giving you of God has turned God into some kind of mystery, sitting up in heaven, watching you and judging everything that you do. The law of the universe is set. The entire cosmos functions off of the law of reap what you sow, which is science, okay? Let's begin the journey. They didn't come up with science. Reap what you sow is the fundamental basis of science. You sow two chemicals together, you're going to reap a reaction, okay? You put mathematics on it to control the reaction. That's science. The entire universe, everything is based on that science. They're calling it science, but it's reap what you sow. They don't use the term reap what you sow because reap what you sow is the balance. That balances the science because you don't want to do anything that you don't want coming back to you. That's the balance of the science. They're making these weapons to drop on people. You want people to drop these bombs on you? You follow what I'm saying? Now, there are two cultures in the book. All right? We're going to break it down to you so you can understand what's going on. There are two cultures in the book, the dog-eat-dog culture and the reap-what-you-sow culture. Okay? People that like the dog-eat-dog culture are dictatorial in nature. They like to be dictated to. They like to be dictators. They like to be pampered to and treated like they're some special. Everybody is. That's the dictator. You follow what I'm saying? That's the guy coming with the dog-eat-dog mindset. You have to protect yourself against those type people, okay? When God coming at you in a dictatorial manner, you know what I mean? It's not about you. They don't care about you. They'll cut your throat as soon as look at you. That's how they roll. You follow what I'm saying? They want power. They want to be in control. And they want everybody to be walking around kissing their butt. That's how they roll. The reap what you sow culture is supposed to control the dog-eat-dog culture. All right? I know I say this all the time, but I got to keep it going because I'm listening to these channels out here and the people are not getting the message. Or maybe because they don't want the message to get out, they're going to start losing their little followers and they can't afford their $5 million houses and $200,000 cars and all that stuff no more off the people's little $10 or $15 that they give up. The religious organizations right now have enough wealth so that no person on the planet should ever be hungry out of doors. That's how much wealth is in the church. It's in the mosque. It's in the synagogue. It's in the Buddhist organization, what they call the Buddhist temples. That's how much wealth is out there. And they could do so much. I'm listening to a phobia follower of Buddha talking about we don't want the Muslims here in our country. Duh. You know what I mean? It's not supposed to be like that. You feel what I'm saying? They're moving towards the dog-eat-dog mindset, which is not the way Buddha had it set up. Buddha had it set up from a reap-what-you-sow concept. And he had the people who were inclined to lean towards the dog-eat-dog mindset, he had them controlling themselves. Okay, and that's what has to happen. But now the first thing we have to do, we have to come out of the cult mentality. We can understand the cult mentality, but we have to recognize, you know, when the occults are more detrimental to you than anything else. That's what you have to begin to learn. Okay. I started the show without even doing a searching, which is sick on my part. Right now, I walked the path of Ben Allison good, and I would keep my mind focused on reading what you sell. And by doing this, I'll be walking the path of enlightenment, and I would get what I want. I used to start there and respect you for my love, but I'm sold the information that the people need to have, the following plan that they're not getting. And we have to do something about that. Well, this is what I'm doing. Might not be much, but I'm trying to be on the radio every day. And I was going to go through the different methodologies as far as this politics and health and all that. We're going to do those things, but I'm not regimenting myself to push myself in the specific days that we're doing these things. Okay? You just have to tune in and see what's going on. But we're going to go through them, all of them through the Bible, so that you can see that your ancestors left to reap what you sow situation so that you can bring yourself into power. That's what you want. The occult brings you influence. The code brings you power. Okay? Now, let's just deal with the difference. What's the difference between the occult? You have stories, okay? Well, I like the story of Joseph because we're talking about economics, okay? You had a story of Joseph where how he was treated by his brothers and how his father preferenced him over the other brothers, and the other brothers got jealous, and they wanted to get rid of him because they wanted his spot jealousy. They was all jealous, but they wanted to get rid of him, so they threw him in a hole, and he was picked up by the Egyptians, you follow what I'm saying? And because God had favored him, you see what I'm saying? That's the occult. Because God had favored him, that takes you into the cult mentality. So if you're with God, and you're going through something saying God's going to bring you through all of this because God is going to favor you so that you can have success in different things, you follow what I'm saying? That's the occult practice, okay? Now, when he got there, when Pharaoh got in trouble, all right, and he needed help, he told Pharaoh, save half the crop, spend half the crop for 7 years. Saved Kemet, Egypt, whatever you want to call it. That saves Kemet. So that's the power in the story. See, the power in the story, the journey that he was on locks you into the cult. The end of the journey takes you into the power. You know what I'm saying? It's like, as an example, somebody give you a story about the three little pigs, okay? Now, the moral of the story is don't build your house with a strong foundation and it will last. You follow what I'm saying? Instead of them taking a moral from the story, they're sitting there, they want to know, well, how long did it take the three little pigs to build the straw house? When did the three little pigs get the ability to build houses out of straw and pig and what was the three little pigs' names and where were they from? And you understand what I'm saying? This is the type of questions that you're asking about the book. That's not going to help you. What's going to help you is building your house on a strong foundation. That's what's going to help you. You know what I'm saying? Now, the question is, how do I build my house on a strong foundation? And then you get into that aspect of it. But one is the occult, and you'll be arguing and fussing all day long. Was this Moses? Was it Tutmosis? Did he really exist? Was it really a Hebrew? I mean, how do you find these guys? Do they have lineage? I mean, where they come from? You get caught up into that. Rather than dealing with the story of Moses, what's the moral of the story of Moses? He set up a centralized banking system through the Levites. Now, you have the people. Do you have a centralized banking system? Got black folks out there talking about they want power, and everybody wants power. The Britons, they have a centralized banking system, okay? The United States have a centralized banking system. It's owned and run by Britain, but it still is a centralized banking system, okay? Centralizing the money so that they can build a military, roads, structures, and all that kind of stuff. You know what I mean? Help businesses, things of that nature. That's what the centralized banking system does. The centralized banking system brings you into power. This is what the story of Moses was about. Financially controlling a certain amount of money for the upliftment of the people. That's what the centralized banking system is supposed to do. See what I'm saying? So are they teaching you about the centralized banking system when they talk about the story of Moses? No. They trying to find out, well, where was he born? When did she throw him in the river? And who was the lady that raised him? And did he learn from the Egyptian mystery school? And where did he get his information from? And how do you know about snakes? And who is this guy that I spoke about? You know what I mean? And it just goes, there's no stopping. It just goes on and on and on. Now, Psalm 82 tells you that you are God. And if you read the story of Moses, Jehovah made Moses a God and Aaron was the prophet. Moses wasn't a prophet. Moses was God. They don't want you to think in terms of being God, being in control of yourself, carrying power, where you can do things on your own. See what I'm saying? You can come together with each other to do things to uplift them and bring humanity to a certain point. You follow what I'm saying? I mean, this is what they do not want you to do. They don't want you to have so much information, so much knowledge, to be so smart about this thing, because if you realize that you don't really need the dictators, you don't need these dictatorial people, you follow what I'm saying? That changes the whole paradigm on your relationship and what's going on. There's certain things they don't want you to come to the understanding of. That's why we're going to be on the radio every day. That's my goal. I've been hitting and missing, but I'm getting there. I'm here today, if I'm saying. Even if I have to be here by myself, I'm going to be here. All right? Those who are on the line, I appreciate you chiming in. But understand, we're going to be here. You have this information have to get out. Because the five tribes have to work together. It's so important. I'm going to drop this on the airwaves. We all used to be on Mars, okay? We all used to be on Mars. And the five tribes, each tribe was building up arsenals to protect themselves from being taken over by the other tribes, okay? And then a war jumped off. They had become so powerful that when the war jumped off, they destroyed the surface of the planet. They had to leave there and come here. You follow what I'm saying? This is what I'm talking about. This planet was supposed to be reserved for the Sasquatch, the Bomber Snowman. These are names they give these people. You know what I mean? It's five or six of them out there. You know what I mean? This planet was supposed to be preserved for them. So when we got here, now they're going through the bones trying to figure things out. The center's a missing link. Yeah, there's a missing link. Yeah, because the jump from the people that were here to the people that came here, we're not indigenous to this planet. Hello, wake up call. Modern man is not indigenous to this planet. Okay, we come from someplace else. And this is what the book alludes to. And we're going to get into a little bit of that while we're on the subject, because I like talking about that. And when I get questions I know that you're thinking about it, because I get questions that I'm supposed to have, but I'm not getting these questions. And since I'm not getting these questions, I'm staying in Genesis, I'm going to Leviticus a little bit, but basically I'll be staying in Genesis because I'm waiting for you to ask me certain questions that would indicate to me that we're ready to move to the next phase of this thing. You know what I'm saying? And right now, what I have to do is try to be consistent, being on the air, and do what I'm supposed to do to keep to get this information out. Might even make me a target. Right now, we're halfway through the hour, so I'm going to.
I need a special friend in my life, and I want to talk about why I made Jesus.
We're going to go to the commercial, okay? And what I'm going to do is play it about. As we do the commercial, we're going to play the document. We're going to go for an hour. If you get it to us, then lock in, okay? this Elohim Five Tribe is a compilation of stars. This just Elohim Speaks every day from 8 to 9. The calling number is 516-453-9230. This is my first time doing this, so we're going to... It's a little bit too loud, but we're going to turn it down a little bit more. So we have it in the background. There we go. The calling number is 516-453-9230. We don't use your name. We go by the phone number, so you can call in. And if you have something to say, press 1 on your dial. And that will let us know that you're here, that you have a comment, and we will open up the next edition. Okay? All you Bible thumpers out there, I'm challenging you right now. You got questions that need to be answered about this book. I'm challenging you right now to call in and throw those questions in the general area. Ask me those questions. You know, see how I answer those questions based on the Bible code, not the occult portion. Okay? Now, we were splitting it up into different days, and we were going to do different things, but I'm talking about the Bible 2.0 every day. So we might go into health and some of the other stuff, but all that's in the book as well, you know? And I have a Gospel City on the market, so the 911 Jesus Emergency, so if you get a chance, check it out. The link is cdbaby.com/cd/Elohim Christ number 2, that's the number 2. So check it out. You can also catch me on YouTube, just click Elohim Christ Pinterest. Jesus coming. We ask ourselves, when Jesus coming, where is he coming from? Well, he's coming from the same place he was before, out of the goddess's womb. So you sisters out there, be mindful of the babies that are thrown away. That child that you dumped just might be the one to get us out of this mess. And remember, we need those babies. And brothers, it takes two to make them. So, you know, y'all be having a good time making them, you know. So make sure that you spend some time taking care of them. If they become a blessing when you start getting older, I'm telling you, you have no idea. And don't forget to check out my book, Line Up for Scriptures, Part 2 of Christ Has Come. The information on the CD or the book is called 215-758-1703. And I'll give you information. And that way you can find out how to get the CD and the book. Also, you can go to our website, Elohim Five Tribe Society of Love. Check in, and you'll be able to order some of the stuff. We can't right now. Maybe by next week we'll have everything set up where you can order some of it. Right now, it's just information there. And anybody out there that knows about computers, give us a call. We can use a little help. You know, we got a few dollars, not a lot, but we can, you know, to get the site set up and running properly, okay? I would like to give a shout out to Horace Butler for his Black History book on lifestyle. I like him because he understands our history and how it's still in the missing pieces. And I want to give a shout out to the host of Legacy of Nations, who's no longer with us, Brother Mac, and his son. Well, his son is still here. The Brother Mac made transition. So I'd like to mention him. So I'm going to mention him all the way through until next year sometime or whenever I think about him, because he's a very powerful brother and he was a very good friend. And I really miss him, okay? Legacy of a Nation is about Black history, so we're going to do some Black history in honor of Brother Mac. But we'll get into all that. And I'd like to give a shout out to Sister Tammy. She's on YouTube, and her name is Kamitra Levin. She has a spoken word. And she has the spoken word. She speaks pretty good. But right now, I'm listening to her channel, and she's throwing some music out there. So you guys get a chance. So I'm going to support her. Buy her CD or whatever she's promoting out there. You need to support each other, okay? I'd like to give a shout-out to Nikki Lowe. She's a spiritual advisor. I mentioned her because she's good at what she does. She's a good spiritual advisor. If you want to get in touch with her, just call 909-749-8626, okay? And you know, give her a call and find out where, when, and how you can hook up with her to get that reading done, you know. Okay, give her a little support. I'd like to give a shout out to Division 121 for Love, Pennsylvania. You're in the ACL 1929 of the world. They meet every week. For more information, contact President Mark P at UNA 267-822-2320. Okay. Also, I'd like to give a shout out to the UAIA, the African Lands and Building in Africa, RBG Industry. They make designer clothes, buttons, flags. So if you want a good tailor-made outfit, just give them a call. And I got four of them. They fit me just well. The material is good. Doesn't wrinkle real fast. And they're calling number 609-68-5828. Also, I'd like to give a shout-out to Save More Electronics. I'd like to give a shout-out to Save More Electronics. That's one of my friend's companies. He does pretty good. He does industrial electricity. If you need light circuits and stuff like that for them. He also does security systems. If you need a security system done, you can give him a call, okay? And also, the call-in number is 215-909-3652 from 9 to 5. I would like to give a shout out to Thomas Thornton, who writes under the name of Tommy T. Thornton. He has an old school style out of Philadelphia. He has 60 CDs on the market. Just Google or YouTube, Heaven 2019 T. Thornton. And for more information, just give him a call, 267-259-4077. And I'd like to give a shout out to Taylor Cash Learning Academy. She's life certified. Nurse who is currently in medical school and soon become a doctor. Taylor Pack has a before and after school service in the West Philadelphia area. So for the best quality children's service, call 610-638-8352 from 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. Monday through Friday. Taylor Pack Learning Academy, that's email as well. Taylor Pack Learning Academy at gmail.com, okay? You can email her. And she's also on Twitter as well. Instagram, actually. Instagram is Taylor_Pack_. Okay? I would also like to give a shout-out to our resident naturopathic healers, Dr. Paul. And his number is 215-775-7355. He also gives out the nutrient chart if you call him. I got one. And it's helping me out a little bit, you know, because we all need to know about those nutrients. Also, I have to give a shout-out to Dr. Bill. His number is 631-561-3864. And he sells water purification equipment. If you need that pure water without spending a whole bunch of money in the market every day, give Dr. Bill a call. That's 561-561-3864, okay? If you're sick and don't have these guys on speed dial, you really deserve to be sick. Man, nobody deserves to be sick. But just give them a call. And don't worry. Be healthy. Okay. Now, let's get back into the topic and what we're talking about today. Every day, it's going to be every day. So this information really need to get out. The information that we're dealing with, as far as the Bible's concerned, it's a wake-up call, and you really need to know that, okay? Now, the Genesis, the early parts of Genesis, packed with so much stuff, you know? Now, just think about this for a minute. If we are at the Bible, see, now your ancestors, I want you to think about this. Your ancestors knew that men and women of God, all right? What changed the paradigm was Isis and Osiris, okay? She didn't want the people worshiping. She wanted the people to worship them as the one true God, as the only God, okay? So they came up with this occult hookup to draw people into them as if they have this special power, you know, and they can help you. Well, it could help you because they had that money, they had influence. Anybody with money can help you if you're broke. I mean, period, you know? So they come up with the Jesus story. And between Heru and Horus, as it's called in common circles, and the way he was born and how he was born and what happened to Osiris and all that, you know what I mean? That was the whole occult hookup. So everybody, they became the guys that everybody began to worship. And that's not how it's supposed to go. That's why when the book came out, it's telling you, men and women of God. They knew it wasn't no secret person up there in the sky sitting in a chair judging you for every little thing that you do. everything that you do is already set up in motion by the universal law, okay? You reap what you sow. That's the law. And a lot of the things that we're getting into, a lot of things that are coming back to us is because of the actions that we started. You have to, if you want a different outcome, you really have to change your actions, change what you're doing. If you're sitting around getting high all day long, that's not going to, not going to help you too much. But if you're out building, trying to do what you have to do, well, what do they mean when they say that you're a god? I feel like no god out here, you know? You are a designer. You see what I'm saying? All of this, the systems, everything out there was designed. This evolution crap that they push it out there, you know. That's why they're not pushing me too much, because I'm definitely, evolution is it's a theory. A theory is something that somebody made up that they can't prove. They can't prove evolution. That's what I'm saying. That's why they're calling it a theory, okay? I can prove what I'm saying, okay? We are designers. Are we designing now? Yes, we are. We design the planets. We have the technology to design the planets. Are we coming back into that technology again? Yes, we are. The moon is a satellite. We have satellites up there. Listen, men and women, it's against nature for men and women to grow out and flap their arms and fly like a bird. Okay? We've been trying to design different things to get us in the air for a minute. All right? As God, as designers, we can design planes, rocket ships, whatever we need. We can design things for this planet so this planet can be the paradise it's supposed to be. We've been murdering and killing each other for so long, it just seems normal. But it's not normal, okay? That's not normal behavior, to be wiping out families and stuff because they seem to be a threat to your power. The power is supposed to be spread out amongst the people. Everybody is supposed to be enjoying this wonderful planet. This is a beautiful planet. And out of greed, we're destroying the doggone house that we live in. Who does that? What idiot would burn down his own house? It don't make sense. You know what I mean? There's a lot of crazy people out here, all right? And what I mean by crazy is that they keep doing the same thing over, expecting a different result. Like the people running around talking about they don't want the shot and they don't want to wear the mask. But they're dying like crazy out here. Something has to give. They're looking for alternatives to what's been proven that works. Now, as black people, I understand, because the Tuskegee experiments and what they do to people, I mean, because the scientists aren't using the reap what you sow philosophy to balance what they're doing, to balance their experiments. You follow what I'm saying? That's what the concept of reap what you sow is all about. They're building these things without dealing with the, well, I can't say without dealing with the consequences. They know what the consequences are. That's one of the reasons why they're doing it, because other people are doing it. They say, hey, look, man, these people are doggy dogs, and we have a peace treaty with them. What in the world is a peace treaty? Peace is an act of war. It's a war of attrition. Every country that makes peace with another country, the minute they build up their armies way larger than yours, they're gonna break the peace treaty, sack the peace treaty, and come after you and take what you have. That's why when they signed a peace treaty, the arms race began. Okay? The Indians, indigenous people, we didn't realize that. We signed a peace, the Indians signed a peace treaty, but they thought everything would be kumbaya. But the minute they got enough for Europeans over here to kick up an army, where the Indians at? They're on a doggone reservation. You know what I'm saying? And they weren't on a reservation because the Europeans had a picket sign, was protesting. No, they came with that gun, biological and chemical warfare. They knocked the Indians off and put them on the doggone reservation. Okay? This was the effect of them signing the peace treaty, and the Indians had no idea what the doggone peace treaty was all about. Anytime you wish your brother peace, you have actually declared war on him. Peace is a declaration of war. It's a war of attrition. The minute they get build their military up stronger than yours, they're coming to take what you have. That's the dog-eat-dog culture. The military is based on the dog-eat-dog culture. And that's why it's supposed to be controlled by the reap-what-you-sow culture. All this science and everything is supposed to be under the reap-what-you-sow culture so that we can control this stuff, so they just don't go crazy. Follow what I'm saying? But they're not giving us the proper information. This is why I'm determined to be on the airways every day to give you this information as best I can. Like I say once again, for those who have chimed in, I'd like to thank you for chiming in. We appreciate you calling in, listening, and checking everything out. At least I know, you know, somebody's out there listening to what's going on. But this broadcast is going over in different countries, not just here as well. We have about four or five different countries we're broadcasting to. But what I'm saying is that you have to be careful of the terminologies that they're using. They use words, okay? I'm talking about the scholars, the people that's running things. I don't like to get into the black and white thing because it will make you think that the different colors, the different tribes, don't have a portion of them that's functioning under the dog-eat-dog culture, and they do. You follow what I'm saying? So we have to learn how to work together, and that's going to be a problem. This is why we're going to be on the airwaves telling you how to take the power from the books that they're giving you. Your ancestors, when they gave you that Bible, they knew that your ancestors prior to them did not believe in those mystery guys sitting in a chair. They knew that men and women were God and that we had the power to change and manipulate everything. You follow what I'm saying? They knew that we are carrying that kind of power because we're designers, right? We can prove that we are designing things, but you cannot prove that we are evolving. They use the term evolve every time we design something. You follow what I'm saying? But we're not involved in anything. There's no apes falling out the trees turning into white folks. It's just not happening, okay? Because the evolution is a theory. A theory is something that somebody made up that cannot be proven. They know the language. They use words very carefully. And when they call something a theory, they know they can't prove it. You know what I'm saying? Something that they made up sounds good, sounds real good, but they know they can't prove it. That's why they say the theory of evolution. That's why I don't debate people about evolution. Why am I going to debate somebody's theory that it can't be proven? And when the Bible given us evidence of things that we can prove. You can prove what's going on out there. If you don't get caught up in your cult, now you get caught up in your cult. Some of the cult stuff, it prove it, not prove it. It really don't matter on some of the occult stuff. Follow what I'm saying? Just like when I was talking to you about the three little pigs. They want to know, well, how old were the three little pigs? Where did they come from? How did they build the straw huts? And when did three little pigs get the knowledge to build huts? You follow what I'm saying? These are the questions they're asking about the Egyptians. How did they get the knowledge to build the pyramids? And the pyramids are sitting there. Somebody built the doggone thing. And you know, you understand what I'm saying? Rather than getting into the technology and the knowledge, because the moral of three little pigs is don't build your house. Build the house on a strong foundation. Okay? What's the morals that's coming through these books? What's the moral that's in these books to keep us from being with this Bible? We were never supposed to be ever put in bondage again with this Bible. The minute you put the Bible down, they can prophesy that people's going, that's where the prophecies come from. The prophecies come from you not following the information that your ancestors gave you to keep you in power. Other people are following this book. I mean, they following this book religiously. because they know the power in this thing. But you, what are you doing? What are you reading out there? You follow what I'm saying? You're reading the book from the occult mindset. And from that mindset, we got thousands of doggone different cults out here. Each person drawing people to their little group. You follow what I'm saying? And we ain't gonna never get along like that. We got so many, look how many Muslim cults, how many Christian cults, how many Buddhist cults. You follow what I'm saying? Hare Krishna, they different cults out there. They got three or four different Nation of Islams out there. They got three or four different UNIAs out there. See what I'm saying? They get a hold of your cult. And these guys with the dictatorial mindset want to be in charge. And so they create their own little cult. They get their own little following. They get people to like them. And then, bam, next thing you know, they got a whole following, and they break off from the main group, and they got their own group, because when you have the wealth of the planet actually is the people. I'm going to say that again. The wealth of the planet is actually the people. The more followers you have giving up their money, the more influence you become. Money brings you influence, not power. You see what I'm saying? Understanding how to govern. That's what brings you power. And that's where they learn how to govern from the doggone book. You think it's a coincidence that you can't even hold office unless you swear on one of these religious books, Bible, Quran, they don't care, as long as it's one of them. You follow what I'm saying? Because they know that the power is not in the physical, but in the spiritual. That's why they keep you looking into your physical self. You know what I mean? Oh, well, I can trace my DNA back to Africa. You know what I mean? But you made the planet. So how can you trace your DNA to Africa when you made Africa? You know what I'm saying? You was here before Africa got here. You was here before the planet got here. Wait a minute, Brother Elohim. Where are you getting this kind of information from? Excuse me. Where are you getting this kind of information from that we made the planet? From the book. You follow what I'm saying? You are all gods. Everywhere, if you read the Bible, everywhere they mention God, they're talking about a man or a woman. Everywhere. So when they said God made the heavens and the earth, they're talking about people who had the technology to make planets. Look, we're coming into the same technology now. We're off the planet, flying around, or have things on Mars and Jupiter looking and analyzing stuff. You follow what I'm saying? Who could do that? Men and women can't do that. This is where God comes in, that designer. We are designers. And they trick the children in college talking about designism versus evolution. You follow what I'm saying? And nobody evolving into nothing. We the same cranial structure we had when we got here, we still have. The cranial structure they dealing with is from the indigenous people here. Sasquatch, Bigfoot, the Abominable Snowman, these are the names they give them. Those are the indigenous people to the planet. We come from all planet. Hello? We come from all planet. And once you begin to, first you have to accept who you are, that there is no limit to what you can design, what you can come up with, and what you can get if you want. You can have whatever you want. Knock and the door shall be open, man. All you got to do is sit back, figure out what you want, and go for it. You can design some amazing things. You. Yeah, that's right. Michael Jackson said, the man in the mirror. You can design some amazing stuff. And that's what we're here. We're going to be here every day. I mean, I'm fighting to be here every day. It's not easy based on, I got a lot of things going on. But we're going to be here every day. Look, the website is up, okay? We're trying to get the bank account set up now so that you can actually, if you have items that you want to sell, just like you go to a Walmart website, you can buy stuff. You can go to a different website. You'll be able to buy stuff from the Looking Five Chops Society of Love. You'll be able to buy stuff right from our website, okay? This is what we're setting up now because we need a revenue stream. And also we're getting into the Bitcoins and the Univows and all this kind of stuff. That's a whole new life out there, you know. And we're also trying to set up our own bank so that we can handle different things, you know, because the book is telling you that's what you need. Well, I'm saying the story of Moses about you having a centralized banking system. Black folk, where's our centralized banking system? Well, we need reparations. If they gave you $1 trillion in reparations, who's going to handle it? Where's it coming from? What bank you going to use? You understand what I'm saying? We're not set up to even do anything. That's what has to happen. We have to change the paradigm. We have to set up to get something done. Right now, we're not set up to get anything done. All we're doing is arguing about the book from the occult point of view. You sit down there, argue with you all day long about what the Tutmosis, was Moses really here, was I was a Hebrew, the Hebrew lineage, where they come from. Duh. The only thing that matters is what are you doing now and how are you going to get these people's foot off your neck? That's what counts right now. You follow what I'm saying? This is where our focus have to be. We have to design something, a system or something. Well, we have a system now that we're bringing online. It takes a little while to bring these systems online because it's complicated, the paperwork and everything else. You know, it's really easy even set up your own country. You can set up your own country from your house in your basement. It's just that simple. But if you're not thinking along those lines, you don't know. You know what I mean? You can have your own ambassador. You have your own driver's license. Every dog wants that, if that's what you want to do. But you have to be thinking along those lines to get that done. Now, this country here, the United States of America and the United States, well, there's two different hookups here. I don't know who's studying, but there's two different hookups here. They belong to you, okay? They came into your house, which was the America, and they stole what they want, murdered, killed, whatever they had to do. They blocked off part of their land to themselves, made a border. Anybody that crossed the border now is an alien. The Mexicans can't even go back to Texas because they don't own Texas no more because they took it from them. You know what I'm saying? We're almost out of time. We only got a couple of minutes left. But once again, I'd like to thank those on the line. Now, remember, all you have to do is press 1 if you have a comment or something you want to say. I open up the mic, and you can agree, disagree, whatever. Or if you want to advertise your business or something like that, we don't charge you to advertise on the show. We get our money from selling books and CDs and stuff like that there, okay? This is how we stand on the air. Plus, we take a few donations, you know, that works as well, you know. But I like to give my closing assertion. I walk the path of reap what you sow, and all that I have done today, I eagerly embrace it to come back to me. So let it be written, so let it be done. Now, what I'm saying today, I haven't done nothing that I don't want to come back. Reap what you sow. That's the culture that I'm functioning under, not the dog-eat-dog culture. I'm functioning under the reap what you sow culture, but I'm watching myself, protecting myself against those dog-eat-dog people because they'll throw you under the bus. They'll throw you under the bus in a heartbeat. I remember, love is the act that makes others feel good. We didn't talk that much about love today. I wanted to get right into the book. And I want to show you how to get the power from the book. There's no reason why you should not have power, why you shouldn't be growing powerful every day if you're here in this country. You follow what I'm saying? Every day that you're alive, you're supposed to be gathering more and more power, okay? So we're out of time. I like again, thank everybody that's on the line. We appreciate it. And we will chit-chat some more tomorrow, okay? I'm fighting to be on air every day, so check in, and barring that nothing happens, we will be here tomorrow, okay? Much love, guys. We'll chit-chat some more tomorrow, okay?